Happy Wednesday, friends. It's a new day. I'm sorry I'm getting so late to the podcast this morning. And yesterday, I didn't even get around to recording one. So I am going to read yesterday's devotional along with today's from the Confident Woman devotional. And now I am so blown away. I just have to say, I am so grateful to have this platform to where I can share my own voice. And literally, I'm just reading from some daily devotionals, you know what I mean? Some of my favorite daily devotionals. And, you know, the point of this podcast for me was to just grow my faith as much as I possibly can, grow my relationship with God. I'm learning something new every single day, reading the Bible more, pouring into myself and my heart and my faith, all of it, you know, I'm going to be 32 years old. On May 7th. And, you know, we just have a lot of new listeners on here. So for those of you that don't know me, hello and welcome, 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 welcome. I'm so excited to have you here. Obviously, my name is Anna Sherry. If you didn't know my name, and I am a mom, I am engaged. We have, you know, Madison, she'll be 6 years old in June. So crazy that the time has flown by. But I'm also in network marketing. I'm also an entrepreneur. I run a few businesses of my own. I make handmade earrings, and I have other things that I do as well, but plain and simple, I'm a work from home mom. And so, yeah, I'm showing up and I'm doing the best I can every single day. And my goal is just to inspire as many, you know, women as I possibly can. Obviously, if there's men watching, I feel like I do maybe target a female crowd more than males. But if there is men on here, I know my fiance listens once in a while. So shout out to him. But you know, this is just really a light to just give people some hope, give people faith in a world that's filled with craziness and, you know, our mental health and you know, our jobs or whatever, our goals in life, our faith in God, you know, our happiness, all of these things matter. And so that's why I made this podcast, because I'm you know what? With my network marketing team, I do a morning journaling Zoom, and I would read the daily devotionals, and then we would, you know, do our journaling for the day. And then when I found the Anchor podcast, you know, that you can make a podcast on it, I debated for months and months and months on what I wanted to do. And I was you know, I'm really into manifesting, but I'm also a really good coach. I know how to be successful, you know, with online businesses or even just starting your own business or whatever, just inspiring people with my personal stories or whatever. I had a million ideas of things that I wanted to do, because I'm not really the particular person to have a certain niche that I follow. This is the one thing that you're gonna expect from me. No, I'm just all over. I just show up every single day, and it's different depending on how I feel. And, you know, I just do what I feel is on my heart that day. And that's how I show up. And that's what I talk about. That's what I teach. That's what I try to inspire. And so anyways, I just decided, I was you know what? I'm reading these devotionals every day anyways. I might as well start a podcast. And it just clicked with me one morning, and I'm that's what my podcast needs to be. I don't want to have anything super fancy. You know, I just want it to come easily and effortlessly. And like I said, I'm on my own journey with growing my faith and being closer to God and you know, showing up as a woman of His word and, you know, so on and so on, trying to be the best version of myself. And I'm you know what? I'm gonna make this podcast, and I'm just gonna read devotionals, you know, and God is gonna put the people here that want to be here with me. And if people don't want to listen, then that's okay too. And the most I really advertise my podcast is when I make a new episode, and I'll share the link on my story. And so people just kind of get it from social media or wherever, you know, Anchor pushes it out for me or whatever. But I just wanted it to be a really good way to start the day for not just myself, not just my team and my friends and my family that I share it with. But, you know, like I said, the people that are meant to be here are going to be here. And so that's why I'm so grateful. We've almost got up to 100 subscribers to our podcast, and we're over 2,000 plays, you guys. And we're just sharing the word of God, and we're pouring into ourselves every single day and making it a priority to, you know, not just grow closer to God, but you know, become more confident in ourselves and, all of the things. Okay, so I'm gonna stop rambling because I really could go on and on and on, because at first I had no idea what I was gonna do. Again, like I said, I woke up one day and it was like, boom, this is what I need to be doing. And it's in a way where, like, again, like, people can just be here if they want to be here. And so I have two devotionals that I read from. Again, if you're new here, we read out of the Confident Woman devotional by Joyce Meyer, and that's 365 Daily Inspirations. You can get both of these devotionals on Amazon as well. And then the next one that I have is called Fighting Words, and that is by Ellie Holcomb, who's also a Christian singer-songwriter. And the Fighting Words devotional is 100 Days of Speaking Truth into the Darkness. And, you know, the Confident Woman devotional, this is one that I've had for years. And just every year I start over, you know, because I feel like no matter what it says that day, it always makes me feel good about something that's going on in my life, and I didn't even know that I needed to read that or hear it, you know? And so that was gifted to me as a Christmas present, and it changed everything. It changed my perspective. It took the pressure off, you know, just so much. I don't know, just like reading one page a day, and that's where I started. And now, you know, I do read my Bible and I try to make time for that, and I like do my best, you know, and I still haven't read the whole thing, but I do like reading out of like Mark, Matthew, Luke, like all of that kind of stuff. And I like reading the scriptures, and it's kind of like a creative journaling Bible. So that's just what helps me be more excited to read the Bible, instead of looking at it like, oh my gosh, it's just a huge book with a bunch of little words and I don't know what any of it means, you know? So it's a growth journey, but reading the devotionals, it gives you a scripture in the beginning, right from the Bible. And then Joyce, like in The Confident Woman, she relates it to real life and gives like a story or whatever perspective. And then it ends it with a prayer. Now in the Fighting Words devotional, it's the same idea. Okay. Scripture, relating it to real life. And then she actually gives journaling prompts at the end of her devotional. And so I will say what those are and things like that, so you can write them down on your own or just say them in your head. So, all right, you guys, let's get started. We're already 7 minutes in, but I got home because Wednesdays I do my cleaning job, so that's why my podcasts aren't being uploaded in the mornings on Wednesdays. And I got home and I hadn't looked at the app in a while, because I don't like sit there and focus on views or like who's with me and who's not. I just show up and I read the devotional, and again, like, God is going to put the people here that want to be here. And so I opened up my app today when I got home, and I was like, oh my goodness, like, we are at 99, so we're almost to 100 people listening. And you know, we've exceeded 2,000 total plays, which means that it is reaching people. And, you know, I just have to say that I hope that this has been, you know, maybe life-changing for you, or maybe it's just helped you get through some really bad days. Maybe it is a great way for you to start your day or evening or whenever you get to listen. You know, maybe it gives you that perspective that you need. And it's like, you know, I don't know, there's just something about this. And I just hope that it is making a difference in your guys' life as well too. So, all right, you guys, let's get started. I'm going to read May 3rd. Obviously today's the 4th, and may the 4th be with you. I don't really watch Star Wars, but I know that that's like a thing. May the 4th be with you. Okay, moving on. So the title of the devotional for May 3rd yesterday, I have to read it because it says be prepared, and I just don't want to miss out on hearing what it has to say. So scripture is from 2 Timothy 2:15. Study and be eager and do your utmost to present yourself to God approved. Tested by approval. A workman has no cause to be ashamed, correctly analyzing and accurately dividing, rightly handling and skillfully teaching the word of truth. Preparation equips us to move confidently, and many women lack confidence because they are not properly prepared for what they attempt to do. And there would be a variety of reasons that this lack of preparation, they don't realize the importance of preparation. They're lazy, or they're too busy doing things that don't help them accomplish their goals. And, you know, then they have no time to do what would help them. So imagine a doctor trying to be confident if he never had training or preparation. Anyone who is serious about playing a sport, they always practice and get prepared. And as a teacher of God's word, I will go to the pulpit without being thoroughly prepared. I study, I pray, and I go over and over my notes. Quite often, I don't even look at my notes while I'm preaching. And because by the time I stand up to teach, they have become such a part of me that they flow out with ease. And knowing I have done my best to be prepared helps me minister with confidence. So take time to prepare, and you'll be amazed at the confidence that will follow. So the prayer to end yesterday's devotional says, Lord, whether or not anyone else sees it, I will do everything in my power to prepare myself for what you have called me to do. I want to be confident that I am always being the best that I can be and that I'm ready for more. Amen. So good. So good. Okay. And today's title of the Confident Woman devotional is Don't Wing It. And it's Hebrews 5:8-9. Although he was a son, he learned obedience through what he suffered, and making him perfectly equipped, he became the author and source of an eternal salvation to all those who give heed and obey him. Have you ever found yourself in a situation where you did not take time to prepare for something at work or at church, or you expected to do something? Your heart starts hammering and the butterflies in your stomach start flittering, and you quietly think to yourself, I'll just wing it. I've been there. I'll just wing it. But you're not prepared. But you're hoping that you can pull it off anyway, and nobody will ever know. And even if you do manage to deceive other people, you will know the truth and you won't feel good about it. Down deep inside you will know that you did not do your best. You might feel relieved that you managed to get through it, but you did it in fear rather than confidence. Even Jesus was trained and prepared by the suffering. He went through. He was equipped for his office as high priest through his times of preparation. And if Jesus needed preparation in order to be equipped for his job, there is no doubt that we would need the same thing. Sometimes the bitter experiences that we endure are the best teachers that we have in life. I love that. And the prayer to end this devotional says, Lord, I ask you to use all of my life experiences to shape me as they've shaped you. I want to be a person of substance and godliness with something to give to others. Amen. I love that, you guys. And remember, don't wing it. Be prepared. And what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. All right, let's move on. We're going to go to the Fighting Words devotional because we're already 13 minutes in. So I want to try to make these as snappy as I can for you guys. But I also want it to be thorough, you know, because this is how, you know, this is a good way to start our day and we got to pour into ourselves. So reading from the Fighting Words devotional. And again, if you're new here, the Confident Woman devotional, obviously, is one of my favorites. And it's truly changed a lot for me in my mindset, in my life, my confidence in myself, the way that I feel about myself. And it really is truly like, I am woman, hear me roar. That's how I love to describe that book. And then we get over to the Fighting Words devotional, and it's more of going into the feelings and the emotions or experiences, situations, going into those things and relating it to those things that maybe we don't want to face or talk about or even try to heal from or learning to let go. And so that's why I really, really love the Fighting Words devotional. So go check out Ellie Holcomb. Again, you can get these books on Amazon, and it's Fighting Words, 100 Days of Speaking Truth into the Darkness. Scripture says, from Psalm 32:7, you are my hiding place. You will protect me from trouble and surround me with songs of deliverance. Have you ever felt like you needed a place to hide? A place to rest and be protected from all of the hurt and the harm that has been surrounding you? Because I certainly have. And I can recall nights in the past when I have felt completely overwhelmed with hurt and shame and sadness. And even in those places when I have felt so under attack, I've encountered the beautiful protection of the Lord, like a shield or, you know, covering over me. I'm so grateful that in the midst of some of our most troublesome nights, we can tuck ourselves under the Lord's strong protection and love for us. We can trust that He will surround us with songs of deliverance. Isn't that interesting? In all of the images that the psalmist could have used to help us visualize the protection of God, he uses songs of deliverance. Songs to surround us and to hide us from the storm and to shield us from trouble. What a picture. And fittingly enough, I wrote a song about all of this with my dear friend Jillian Edwards. So I leave you with some lyrics from that song. And again, these are lyrics that Ellie Holcomb has obviously taken out of the music that she writes as well. It says, "When trouble haunted me, I heard you sing songs of deliverance. Exposed and left ashamed, you took me in, you hid me in your strong hands. So when the sirens sounds, I'll look to you. I know you'll come around, and when these waters rise, I'll call to you. I know you'll hear my cries, and there in my weakest hour, you've offered grace. You gave me love unfailing, so in my heart, I'll raise a banner high to remember how you saved me." All right, you guys, let's go into the journaling prompts, all right? And again, like I said earlier, you can either write these down in your journal if you do daily journaling, which I do highly recommend, you guys, because your mindset matters. Seriously, I love journaling. I still need to do my journaling yet today because I had my cleaning job this morning, but I journal 6 things that I'm grateful for. I'm writing down positive affirmations. I'm writing down 3 goals that are small, 3 goals that are big, so that I'm always focused and excited. I know what I'm waking up for and showing up for every single day. I write my daily prayer, and then I finish the 30 minutes of journaling that I do every day. I finish it with manifesting, which is essentially like, you know, obviously what you think and what you feel is what you're going to get back. If you know anything about the law of attraction and like manifesting, The Secret, you can go watch The Secret on Netflix. But you're basically, when you're manifesting, it's almost like affirmations, but you're writing down your goals and your desires as if they're already happening. And then obviously when you put that feeling and emotion behind it, that's what's like puts you in that vibration and, you know, attracts it into your experience. So, and then that's like literally what I do. And I have these journal prompts as well too. But if you don't journal, or if you don't have a journal on you, I mean, I do suggest getting one because it's really good for your mindset and just like everything. But self-reflect, you know, listen to these questions and answer them in your head. What would you say to yourself? You know, kind of think about that. So the first question that she has says, "Let's raise a banner high in our hearts today and remember God's faithfulness by writing down a story of how God has hidden you under His strong protection during the past seasons of trouble." So that wasn't really a question, but more of an exercise, okay? So, you know, think about that, or you can write it down, writing down a story of how God has hidden you from under His strong protection during past seasons of trouble. The next one is, what kind of lies tempt you to believe that the same protection isn't available in your current moment? In the face of those lies, how can you fight to remind yourself of the truth? All right, you guys, let's end this devotional and podcast with a prayer. It says, "Lord, you know why I seek a place to hide today. You know why I need a shield and a safe place to rest. I pray that you'll enable me to sense your presence and protection right now. I cry out to you for help and safety, and I trust that even right now, you are surrounding me with songs of deliverance." All right, you guys, I hope you have a great rest of your day. It's Wednesday, we're halfway through. My birthday is this weekend, and I'm so excited. And you know what? I'm just staying home and We've got Madison's first soccer game on Saturday as well too. So we're getting up early, going to her first soccer game, having some lunch, and then coming home, and like, I'm going to get all dolly. Hopefully the weather is nice and the sun is out, because I want to wear some of these new summer dresses that I just got. They are so cute. I love summer dresses. But anyways, I'm just hoping. So like pray for good weather on my birthday. Please, you guys, if you could just say a little prayer for me, I would so appreciate that, because I am so ready to have at least 65 to 70 degree weather that day, and like sunshine full blast as hot as it can go. Like, God, please give me good weather on my birthday. All right, you guys, go and have a good day. We're almost there to the weekend. I'll see you guys back tomorrow morning. And remember, your mindset matters.